Hey guys, Will Durst here to say, and they're off. Yes, indeedy do. The starting gate to the 2016 presidential derby has officially been flung open wider than the gap between George Bernard Shaw and Pee-wee Herman. Backstage at the Bolshoi Ballet in the snack bar adjacent to the Professional Bowlers Association Hall of Fame gift shop. Concrete and mirrors. Dr. Senator Indian Chief Rand Paul, Tea Party stalwart, and son of RuPaul, was the first to follow Ted Cruz in announcing his candidacy for the Republican nomination. Paul has tied his campaign to defeating Congress, which is sort of odd since he is a member. Psychoanalysts might describe this as a patriotic form of self-loathing or expedient positioning. His slogan is, "Defeat the Washington Machine, Unleash the American Dream," which seems about five words too long for the typical voter's attention span. From America's dangling appendage comes Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who announced he's running as the young whippersnapper come to take the reins of government back from the old guys. He's charming and camera-ready as all get-out, but has the gravitas of dandelion fuzz, and is viewed as vulnerable from the right due to actually suggesting a compromise on immigration, which ticked off hardliners in the party of no so badly they almost dropped their burning crosses. The good news for Rubio is he doesn't have to worry about peaking too early. And finally, Donald Trump plans to form an exploratory committee that will investigate the possibility of him maybe considering a presidential run. Why? Because America needs decisive leadership, that's why. He said he will make an announcement in June or July, or whenever NBC decides to premiere the new edition of his stupid reality show. On the other side, there's Hillary Clinton, but that deserves a whole commentary by itself, don't you think? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.